Nansen's Crossing. In 1888, a young Norwegian scientist named Fridtjof Nansen announced that he was going to cross Greenland's ice cap. No one had ever done it. A few expeditions had tried from the inhabited west coast and turned back when conditions became impossible. The interior was a complete mystery. Hundreds of miles of ice rising to unknown heights. Nansen had a plan that struck everyone as insane. He would land on the uninhabited east coast and travel west. This meant there was no going back, no retreat, no rescue, no second chances. The only way to survive was to cross the entire ice cap and reach the settlements on the other side. Nansen believed that eliminating the possibility of retreat would focus the mind wonderfully. You'd find a way because you had to. In August, he and five companions landed from a sealing ship and started skiing inland, hauling their supplies on sleds. The ice rose steadily higher. At its peak, they were 9,000 feet above sea level, in constant cold, surrounded by white in every direction. They ran low on food and had to ration strictly, skiing all day on one small meal. For weeks, they saw nothing but ice and sky. They made it. Six men on skis, pulling sleds, crossed terrain that had stopped everyone else. They reached the west coast just as winter was closing in, too late to catch a ship home. So they built a hut and lived with the Inuit until spring. Nansen came back famous, but he wasn't finished. He went on to design a revolutionary ship called the Fram, with a specially curved hull. When ice pressed against it, instead of being crushed, the ship would rise up and sit on top of the ice. He deliberately let it freeze into the Arctic Ocean and drifted across the polar sea for 3 years. Nansen even left the ship and skied toward the North Pole, getting closer than anyone had before. Then skied back to find shelter and wait for rescue. He made detailed scientific observations the whole time. Some people don't just survive hard things, they learn from them.